Eurovision.
Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland.
Welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. We are in the thick of it with Eurovision 2023. Semi-final one is done and dusted. We've got our 10 qualifiers heading into the grand final for Saturday. Tomorrow night, or today rather, is the semi-final two. Now, before we talk about semi-final two, though, the rehearsals that we saw last night, rather, we are going to be talking briefly about semi-final one, what went down, our thoughts on everything. But yeah, before we get into that, Louise, how are you doing? How are you finding Eurovision 2023 so far?
Oh, it's good, Connor. Hello, everyone. It's good. It's intense. We're having like this midweek slump, which it started to happen to me the last few years. Maybe as I've been following the contest more obsessively, where it's like it hits the Wednesday and you're kind of like, whoa. Especially when you're doing the press side of things, because it's not just the Tuesday and Thursday. It's like been all go since really the weekend, since last week for us. But yeah, it's been good. As many of the listeners probably know or have sussed, I have had to come home to Ireland for a couple of days midweek just for, you know, my own reasons. But I will be back in Liverpool in a matter of hours, actually, probably after this podcast drops. So I've been doing my bits with the online accreditation for the couple of days I've been home. And following along, but I just want to shout out to Connor, who has just been magnificent in his coverage from the arena and the photos and the videos. Connor, you've been smashing it. You were on the Ray Darcy show on RT1, on RT Radio. I'm so proud of you. I actually was chatting to your mum and dad, Connor. I don't know if I told you that. I was chatting to your mum and dad, and I was just like, I'm so proud of him. And yeah, we just had like a Connor like appreciation circle. It was great. Connor's face right now. Hi, Roisin and Paul.
Listen. You can't forget about Rachel.
Rachel sent me a lovely message earlier, actually. What a queen. But come here. Yeah, it's good. It's good. How about you?
Yeah, it's been great to experience it all. The buzz around the city is still so good, and it's getting more busier as well as more people arrive, probably for the final few days of the season. And yeah, I can't wait for you to get back over here. I'm missing you loads, my sidekick.
And I had two friends, two of the Irish cousins over last night. We were watching semi-final one together, and I was just saying to them, like, I was like, if you saw on my phone the amount of texts and calls, Connor, and like, if anyone was like watching my phone, they would think you're probably my husband, like, just the way the way we are. But anyway, that's all by the by. Speaking of semi-final one, our reactions, I mean, we're going to just really briefly jump on this. We've both been posting a fair bit online and stuff anyway. Yeah. So if you follow us, you probably have a fair idea. We both got 9 out of 10 qualifiers correct, based off our episode, which is cool. I think Portugal is probably the one we both didn't foresee, and yeah, to be honest, I could lie and be like, oh, when I saw the semi in full I thought, but no, I'll be honest, when I saw it I just still thought it was too empty and not good enough. But that anti-vote pulled through, and like, fair play to Mimi Cat, she's deserving of the spot in the final. It's a lot of fun, that performance. I mean, all the rest, like, they were in shocks. Even like, I've seen talk online of people saying Switzerland and Serbia being shock qualifiers. I'm like, in what world are they shock qualifiers? Like,
completely. I think Portugal, like you said, was the biggest shock And even then, it wasn't really a shock, I guess. You could understand. Maybe
it kind of took that last spot that we just weren't sure on. Would it be Portugal? Would it be Malta, Latvia, you know?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think the crowd really brought this alive. There was a lot more crowd engagement last night. I agree with you completely still that the stage is quite empty, but I guess it's a compliment to Mimi Cat in the sense that she brings the charisma, the qualities of the staging that's lacking in her expressions, her dance moves, her kind of fierceness. But yeah, like you said, and everyone else you could see qualifying, it was a tough semi, you know. Those spots were filling up very, very quickly, and it was always going to be that one or two spots. But I'm disappointed for a lot of the non-qualifiers. Like Malta, I thought were brilliant. I thought
Malta,
Latvia were lovely. Even Azerbaijan. In fairness, every one of them did a great job. It was a fantastic semi. One of the strongest we've had in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the elephant of the room, of course, is that Ireland, once again, has not qualified for the grand final. I think emotions have been flying high in the Irish camp and across the board and online and everything. I'm disappointed for the lads, definitely on a personal level. They've been such a pleasure, you know, for us to work with over the season, and they really did give it their all. So, like, absolute fair play to them going out on that stage and representing our country, and not even just on the night of semi-final one, just throughout the season, you know, at the pre-parties and flying the tricolour, and they haven't had it easy as well, as we've said. I suppose as well, Connor, we probably agree there's more discussion maybe for you and I and the listeners to have together around everything, like around the result, the reaction, and everything that has followed and is following, but now probably isn't the time, right?
No, it's too raw. It's too, you know, we're literally still, you know. Yeah, look, it's obviously disappointing. Another non-qualification, another final missed out. The lads gave it their all. There's nothing more they can do. We knew really from the minute the draw was made that it was always going to be tough for them to get out of the semi-final, whatever happened. And yeah, look, there's a lot of questions to be asked. There's a lot of, you know, things that need to change. We'll obviously discuss that further in. But like you said, now is not the time. Time to reflect, time to enjoy the rest of the season, and, you know, soon we'll talk about it, but right now it's not the right time. But look, well done to Wild Youth. They gave it their all. We couldn't have asked more of them, and, you know, let's appreciate what they did for the pre-parties and everything like that, and let's not ruin it, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's 16 other countries in mind, Connor, because tonight, semi-final 2, Thursday night, there are going to be 16 countries taking to the stage. We're going to do the same rundown as we did with our semi-final 1 episode. We're going to just really, as quick as we can, run through each country, give a couple of sentences each, qualify or non-qualify. So, starting off at the top of second semi-final, the opener is Riley with Breaking My Heart for Denmark. I have this as a locked-in qualifier. I think the staging's lovely. There's really nice moments, especially the opening shot's lovely. And I actually think the last minute of this is really strong. I love the way Riley interacts with the crowd. He goes to each side. You can see the crowd reacts when he goes to each side. There's kind of shots, not to make any this all about Ireland, but there were shots in there I would have really liked for Ireland of the crowd. And I just think he works the stage really well. I think camera angles are key here as well. And yeah, it's a very strong opener, followed by kind of a few duds, in my opinion. So I think that will give it even more of a leg up. Connor, is this a qualifier for you?
Yeah, it's a qualifier for me. Like you said, I agree with you. It's been a lock for a while for me. It's something quite different. It's very modern, very TikTok oriented. Of course, Riley's a big TikTok star, so it makes sense. It was giving me kind of Rosalind Snap vibes last year with the kind of moving components of this room.
Oh, yeah.
Followed around. But the pop of color, the real, like, you know, pops of pastel. Would it be pastel? Would you describe it as pastel? The hot pinks and hot blue and everything like that. So, it's really cool. It's a nice song, and it's a nice opening to the semi-final. Not as probably impactful as, you know, like we had with Norway That kind of boom into the semi-final.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to open semi-final two.
Yeah, so, it works. Yeah, it works. Next then, we have in the second spot, Armenia, brunette, future lover. You fire away, Connor.
Yeah, this is a qualifier for me. I've changed my tune on this. I remember our review and we were getting so many messages.
We were a bit scathing on this, both of us, yeah.
We really were. And yeah, this is beautifully staged. They've done a fantastic job. I think it looks fantastic. I really like the kind of the pinks coming through on the elevated, you know, floor that she's on. And then suddenly we get the kind of striking black and white moments as well. And there's like a mini little dance break that's been added in, which kind of breaks up the song, I guess, instead of going straight into the kind of repetitive do good, be good, and it's kind of to rate the song. I think it is going to still struggle to qualify just because it didn't that second spot. But I think they've done a fantastic job. You know, Evie are obviously trying very, very hard to break the second, you know, running order spot curse of being a non-qualifying song. But yeah, it's going to be hard for them, I think. But I have it going through. I just think her vocal as well is phenomenal live. So we'll see. But yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I am impressed by the staging. So it has been elevated for me slightly. I still have this as a non-qualifier purely because just watching that dress rehearsal today, it did impress me as I watched. But then as I went through the show, I just think the likes of Estonia and Georgia and Lithuania are just outshining her, just kind of nearly as a victim of the running order. And when she came on in the recap, I was like, oh, Jesus, I did forget about her. So that has pushed her back down into non-qualification area for me, even though I'll acknowledge it's grown on me and I was probably a bit harsh. Next up then, we have Romania. Short and sweet for me again. Theodore with DGT or Dejate, as he says. God love him. Dead on arrival. Not a hope. Terrible staging. Like really, really, really poor. Kind of shocking to put this out on the stage, to be honest. God love him at 18. He's doing his best. Yeah. I would put my whole house on this, not qualifying. Connor?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this is going through. I think it's dead on arrival. Yeah, I remember my review. People were saying it's quite harsh. Yeah, the song is just not very good. And the staging's not very good. Happy isn't good. He's great. He's a great performer.
Don't you feel sorry for him?
You do, you do. Look, we know Romania's struggles. Actually, funny enough, tonight during the dress rehearsal, Hannah Waddingham, the host, was like, Romania, please don't leave, as they were announced as the fake qualifier. So there's obviously a lot of talk about Romania and the future of them in the contest. But yeah, this is, to be honest, they may as well have stayed home with this and not made the journey. It's great exposure for him, but I don't know if this is going to be, you know, dealing any rounds across Europe. I do like the acoustic opening, though. There is something nice about it. It is kind of sweet, but the minute it kind of gets chaotic and he pops up on the screen and, you know, the dancer comes out, it just is, oh, it's a mess. Absolute mess. This could finish last in the semi-final.
I think so. I think only purely for the bit of diaspora voting and San Marino being there.
Yeah.
It's either last or second last. Moving on then to spot four, we have Alika with Bridges for Estonia. So Connor, we do know each other's qualifiers here. We had a brief discussion before we recorded. I kind of accidentally had 11 qualifiers. Estonia was in and she's the one I took out, so I guess she's looking very borderline for me. So she is technically non-qualifier for me, but very, very borderline. I was impressed tonight with that dress rehearsal. I thought she sold it very well. I liked the change from the blue shimmers to the gold at the end. I think the last part where she belts out is really impressive. And the piano kind of playing by itself thing is kind of cool. But yeah, it's still verging more non-qualifier for me.
Yeah, I have it as a non-qualifier. It's beautifully staged. And like you said, I love that blue beginning. And then the minute the kind of key change comes in with the big note, it goes into like the sparkle of gold, and her voice is incredible. But the song, it's not special. I don't get tingles, like, you know, with the ballad, you know, usually you're it's very impressive, but it's just a bit, for me, it's just a bit irritating on the ear. And I don't know why. It opens beautifully. She's at the piano and there's kind of smoke and the blue fog coming through. But yeah, I liked it, but is it enough for me to want to pick up my phone and vote for it? I wouldn't. Yeah, I just don't see this qualifying, unfortunately, especially coming so early. And maybe it was a bit later, it might possibly have sneaked in, but I think fourth. Yeah, no, not qualifying for me.
Well, speaking of picking up the phone and voting, this is the Eurovision podcast, but I think throughout a lot of the season, we could have been called the Belgian Vision podcast. Gustav, because of you for Belgium, I wish I was voting in semi-final too. He's an icon. He is a legend. He is the moment. This is just so much fun. 90s staging, retro disco funk. The backing ladies are amazing. He's amazing. I love the outfit. He works the stairs well. He owns the whole thing. I stan a good daddy in a hat. He's a legend. Yeah, as our friend Alex tweeted today, Gustav is going to get his flowers tomorrow.
Yeah,
as he should. Legend. And it feels like the fan community are finally waking up.
Yeah,
to it.
People had this as a borderline or possibly even a non-qualifier.
On what planet, lads?
This, I felt like this was the start of the semi-final.
Yes.
It came alive.
It probably should have opened, actually.
It probably should have. And he delivered the energy.
Yeah.
He was holding back a bit tonight as well, which is even, you know, even crazier mm-hmm. thing. That imagine tomorrow night he's going to go full throttle with it. And the crowd were loving it. It's just, it's that retro sounding song that gets you going, you know. It's fun. It's really good. It's just a really good song. And yeah, he top three in the semi-final, possibly, I think.
I agree. Yeah, well, so it's a qualifier for both of us, without a doubt. Moving on, so Cyprus, Andrew Lambrou, Break a Broken Heart. Kick us off there, Connor.
Yeah, look, this is the one that we forgot in our rankings, iconically, way back then. And I don't think we can forget about this performance, I think. They've really done a fantastic job with the package. I'm still not a massive fan of the song, but I think the staging of it has really amplified it. They have great kind of blue waterfalls in the LED screen. And then they kind of have the striking flames and then the actual pyrotechnics of it as the song builds. It staged brilliantly. His voice is really, really good. He sounded good. We saw him in the Euro Village on the Saturday that we arrived, and I was a bit kind of worried because the way he was singing, I was like, oh, not sure if this will be good. But today he was phenomenal. I think this is going to go through, and juries will love this in the final as well. I think so.
Yeah, this is elevated by its staging. It's very professional. It's very slick. I love the kind of theme of the elements, like the water, the fire, the air. I don't know, is there earth in it? I think there is. It really works. He looks great. He sounds great. He sells it. One big takeaway I have from Eurovision this year, I guess on account of some of the performances in Semi 1 and so on, is that you need a singer that you trust, like someone who carries the song, someone who doesn't look petrified to be on camera, someone who's confident, someone who has charisma, owns the song. And I feel like Andrew does that very well. So while it's not one of my favorite studio tracks of the year, I think they've embellished this super well. So I have it as a qualifier. And you do as well, Connor, right? So we agree on that there. Only disagreeing on one so far. Moving on then to Iceland. Delia. Now, I think there's a disagreement coming because I have snuck my queen Delia, the Jepic Delia, Jebrafan Delia. I have snuck her in as a qualifier. I really enjoyed that performance tonight. I don't know, maybe there's a bit of my Eurofan bias coming to play here because I know her energy and I know what she's like and her personality. Even that little clip before they showed the postcard where she's like bopping her head, you're like, oh, who's this absolute messer? Like, you know, you just kind of, you feel endeared toward her. And she just bombs around the stage like at 100 miles an hour while holding such a clean vocal. Oh my God. Like, She doesn't just sing the song, she performs that song. And some of the movement she does is like nuts. Like, fair play to her. I think there could be enough of an audience here to push her through. And I mentioned this in our ratings episode on Iceland. They've proven they can pick up televote when they send something good. So if Europe's in the right mood tomorrow and Delia really reaches out of the telly and grabs people's attention, I think don't count her out as a qualifier. I have her in.
Yeah, I agree with exactly what you said there. I don't have a qualifying though. I just I'm not too sure why. I think if it was staged a bit more, I'm not too much of a fan of her being on her own. She kills it though. She's moving about like she's on a turn style, and she's popping up and down, and she's, like you said, still holding the vocal flawlessly. And yeah, I would love to see this qualify, in my own personal opinion, but I just don't see it happening, unfortunately. But her vocal is flawless, one of the best of the year, I reckon. Yeah, I don't know, there's something telling me that maybe it will just miss out. I think if juries were involved though, they would push this through just on her vocal alone, but we're dealing with the televote only. For the moment though.
Okay, so moving on then to a neighbor of Cyprus, Greece. I love so much Greece. We do have Victor Vrinikos with the song What They Say. 16 years old, a talent. Now, I have this as a non-qualifier because I think the staging leaves a lot to be desired. I do think it picks up in the final minute, and that could save the whole 3 minutes. But the whole LED thing they have going on is awful. It doesn't work. It's quite off-putting and distracting, to be honest. You don't need 10 Victors on the LED doing like random poses and movement that just don't feel relevant to the song. I don't have a big problem with people putting themselves on the LED if it's relevant, but I don't get what they were going for here. The styling's not great. Victor is really, really doing his best, but I do just sense the inexperience from him, the way he moves across the stage. He's bouncing too much and it's causing him to lose control of that vocal. And he has a lovely voice, so I would love to hear it shining through a little bit more in that song. But all that being said, while I have it down as a non-qualifier, I think maybe if I were more of a mathematician and paid attention a little bit more to stats rather than vibes and feelings, this actually could go through, really based off the friends that Greece have in the semi-final. And I hate the argument of block voting and neighbours and friends, but it is very relevant here with Greece, and you can't ignore it. They've got Cyprus. Victor is Danish or part Danish. And, you know, historically, people with dual nationalities or whatever, they're more likely to pick up points from their family country or their home country. There's other ones in there like Romania who will back them, Albania, and so on, Slovenia, even down that Balkan region. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that he could sneak in, but I could see him just being left out. I could see him falling 11th, 12th, because the package isn't strong enough. But I've spoken enough on Greece. What are your thoughts, Connor?
Yeah, there's a few issues for me. I think, first of all, he's doing a phenomenal job. He's 16 years old. Like, I would have never stood on a stage at 16 years old performing like that. He has a lovely voice as well. You can tell he's going to be a star. He's still discovering his identity, I feel. Mm-hmm. He is going down the Dermot Kennedy route. I know we keep comparing him to him, but his voice is very, very like that. Yeah, the LED is a big issue for me. I don't think it suits the song. His styling is an issue. He kind of looks like he's nearly meant to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
On the Eurovision stage, I would have loved something a bit more trendy, a bit more, you know, custom to his age. And even those little tweaks sort of amplified the song so much more. But the song itself, it's good. You know, it is very radio friendly. It's something that we certainly would hear in Ireland, you know.
Yes.
With the likes of Dermot Kennedy and Ian de Crow, that kind of sound. But yeah, I think it is a borderline qualifier. Like, I agree with you. It could sneak in. Those little things, though, just the styling, the LED, his inexperience with bouncing around, you know, he does lose his vocal quite a bit. In the dress rehearsal today, he kind of he kind of alluded, he made it quite obvious that he had lost his vocal at one point. He kind of went like, shit. And, you know, an experience thing would have just, you know, carried on with it as opposed to just, you know, alluding to it. So, yeah, I think tomorrow night we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I won't be surprised if it disqualifies. For me, personally, it's out. It's not qualifying.
Okay, we're moving on then to number 9 in the running order. Poland. Baby. There it is. I did walk around Euroclub at 2 o'clock in the morning, shouting baby at people and putting the mic to their mouth and being like, say it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a TikTok to be made there.
There you go.
I think it's in. Just purely because it's a bit of a disaster bop. People like a bit of that. She's stunning. She looks great. It's kind of fun. It's catchy. Like, there's hooks in there that I think televoters are going to remember. They've gone for that dance break thing. I mean, the dance break, it's not terrible, but it's also not amazing. Like, it's just there. Eurovision 2023, the year of the Battle of the Bands and the dance breaks.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like the Måneskin and the Chanel effect. But yeah, I think it could be in. There's a lot of people who don't see this in because they feel the diaspora aren't backing it, which they aren't. But I feel like outside of the Polish diaspora, they'll pick up a bit of support. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just, There's something about it. The staging, you know, this LED's a bit awkward. I'm not a huge fan of it. Dance break, like you said, it's all right, but like, it's not groundbreaking. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a meme. You know, people will be, this will go down on Twitter. Personally, I think there's better songs in the semi to go through personally, but I do see it going through.
Yeah,
we'll see. But for me, I have it going through. I don't really have much to say on it, to be honest. It's there.
Moving on, so to Slovenia, Joe Greg, Carpe Diem. I'll be short and sweet here. I adore this. They're fantastic. They're so charismatic. They're so likable. They ooze charisma. They work the camera. I felt like I was at a Joe Greg gig rather than Eurovision, which I always say is a great sign. They look at the camera and it's like imploring you to vote for them. I think they're probably the winner of the semi-final. I think they steal the show enough. There's some good contenders after them, which we'll come to. But I adore this. And I'm standing by my previous statement that it could be Slovenia's best ever result. And I hope it is.
Yeah, I really, really like this. Like you said, the first thought when I saw it was that I felt like I was at their concert. And it's mad because it's not too... they haven't done anything drastic with the staging. It's very similar to that TV performance that we saw all those months back. And yeah, it's just them bopping out on stage. There's nothing mad about it. There's no crazy outfits. There's no crazy props. It's literally just them, a few lads on stage having the time of their life and singing their song. And you can tell their identity goes through the song. It goes through their look. It goes through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really, really like this. I really like this, and I really appreciate them. I think top three in the semi-final. I'm still worried about it becoming top 10, though, in the final. I will keep to my word on that. But I do think this semi-final, they're certainly top three.
Sure. Moving on, so to Georgia. Eru, Echo, Connor, kick us off.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this. The staging is interesting, you know, the two pillars, and she's in this kind of dramatic white dress, and we have the wind machine kind of giving Rachel Goodness a bit out of it.
Feel the wind in my hair.
But the song is just not it. You know, you can wrap it up as much as you want, but the song is just not it. I still struggle with the lyrics of it. It's a bit, you know, not generic, it's a bit, you know, badly worded. You know, if it maybe was in Croatian, I would appreciate it a bit more, but it's just not a good song. Ultimately, her voice is incredible. She deserves better. Yeah, I see this crashing out, unfortunately.
This is a funny one. So you're saying non-qualified, just to clarify.
Yeah.
This is a funny one for me because I do tech, I have as a non-qualifier based on our conversation and based off what I had said to you. But like, I'm just looking at this running order. There's 8 in the second half. There is only one country in that 8, which we're about to come to, that I think is a nailed on non-qualifier. Georgia, I have a non-qualifier, but watching it tonight, again, I was impressed. I think I've always enjoyed the song a bit more than you, Connor. And now, granted, I have always said the lyrics annoyed me as well. The lyrics kind of bothered me less watching the live show tonight. I did like the LED kind of pillars, thought that looked well. I was glad they went for closer camera shots because the initial rehearsal footage I saw, I was like, too many wide shots, you know, doesn't look good. So the closer up to her, the better, because she's the best thing in the package, really, to be honest. Georgia traditionally does struggle with televotes, so that's why I'm placing it more in the non-qualified side. But again, like what I said with Greece, if she got in, I wouldn't be 100% shocked. She remains as a non-qualifier for me, but she's one to watch. Speaking of non-qualifiers, though, the lads from Peaked Jacks, Like an Animal, San Marino, I won't dwell on this for too long. I love them as people. They're deadly. I don't really like the song. It's not strong enough. They've actually done a nice job with that staging. I think the red and the black looks well. And the spinning graphics on the floor and stuff, it's cool. And the lead singer is quite charismatic, actually. He does a good job. So they are doing a good job, really, with the package they have, but it's not good enough to qualify. And there's no way San Marino is going to pick up many televote points. It's going to be in the single digits if they do. This is a nailed on NQ for me.
But it's a non-qualifier as well. They actually really impressed me today, though. I was impressed. I think they've done a fantastic job with the song. I do love the staging. It's a pity the song's just not it. San Marino will struggle with the televote. Yeah, it's non-qualifying, but I think they've done a fantastic job with what they have. I'll be interested to see where they go from here, because I think there's a lot to like about the lads. And yeah, just ultimately the song's not great.
That's it. Austria. Ho. Who the hell is Edgar, Taya, and Selena? I thought this was smashing. Like, they were brilliant. The vocals are so good, which is a big relief considering what happened to Austria last year with the song so many of us loved in studio. Didn't really translate live. So I'm delighted that this has. What really made this for me tonight was hearing the audience chanting po po po. I do think in the last minute I want more energy. I kind of wish there was more choreography. Even I understand maybe the girls not doing it, but I feel like the dancers should be brought up to be dancing around them, because I just feel like it needs to level up ever so slightly. But this is a nailed on qualifier regardless of that. And I think they've styled this really, really well also.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is certainly going through. I do have to admit that I was slightly underwhelmed with it today when I saw it. I have to do point out that I did see it without an audience. So obviously that, you know, this song needs an audience with the whole po-po-po element of things. But yeah, I was slightly underwhelmed. I'm not a massive fan of the kind of Cheryl Cole soldiers as the LED screen. In London at the pre-party, they had like po-po-po popping up at different times, different like sizing fonts. And I thought that actually would have looked a lot better on the screen. And I agree with you. The energy is a bit lost in the last 30, 40 seconds of the song. We need a bit more. Certainly the choreography is perfect. It's nailed on. And some people were saying this could challenge for a win. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a good result for Austria. I think you can count them out now as a possible.
The best case scenario for them, and we haven't even really touched on the semi-final, one qualifier is getting their half to the final. But there's a lot of favourites in the first half. Like, there's Finland, Sweden, Spain, France. So the best case scenario for Austria is to obviously qualify, which they will, and draw second half of that final. I think that would help them so that they're not sandwiched around any big, big favourites, that they are considered the favourite in the second half, you know. Moving on then to another A country, a lot of A countries in the section, Albania. Yeah, short and sweet for me again. This is cute. It's not really for me. I've never been a big one for Balkan songs. Probably just my white bread Irish ignorance. But I really appreciate it though, and I think it's really cute that the whole family are on stage. And I feel like a lot of Europe are gonna get this. So yeah, this will pick up votes. This is gonna go through.
Yeah, this is qualifying for me as well. I was actually really, really impressed with this today. It's really elevated. And I said it at the start of the season when we were reviewing Albania, and I said, I always underestimate
them. Yeah.
And count them out until we get to Eurovision week, and I see how they stage it, and I'm actually surprised. There's certain people that tune into Eurovision that are looking for this type of song. They're looking for those ethnic bops, those ethnic ballads that, you know, like an Irish person, they might not understand what they're saying, but they like it. They like the sound of it. They like the beat of it. And I think this is it. And there's nothing really like this in the show at all, across all the shows. Yeah, I think, you know, this is going through. This is going through. And I think Albania should be really proud. And I think, for me, I nearly had to apologize to Albania because I underestimated them. And they've done a fantastic job. And who doesn't love a singing family on stage? I do.
The Von Trapps of Eurovision.
Exactly, exactly.
Lithuania, Monica Linkytė, Stage Vidotuto, Connor, kick us off.
Oh, this is one of my favorites of the year. This is on my top five for 2023. I love this song. I actually kind of got a bit emotional listening to it today and seeing it on stage, because there's something just so lovely about it. And, you know, Monica's up there with her singers. I wouldn't even call them backing singers because they're such an integral part of the song. And yeah, it's lovely. I love the opening shots. There's kind of like a space aspect to it in there. With the kind of the orange colors and the purples coming through, and then Monica comes out to the middle stage, and just, you know, her meaningful movements were perfect, nothing too extravagant. Her vocal as well, oh my god, she is a phenomenal singer. Yeah, look, this is going through, no problem. I have no idea where it's going to finish though, because I feel like juries will appreciate it, but it's just how much of a televote is she going to pull in. I hope they get a result that, you know, the song deserves. She deserves.
She'll do well, because Lithuania always pull a strong televote. Yeah.
I hope so.
I think running order is going to decide more for her with the juries. Yeah. Again, like Austria, she wants to pull second half, I think. Yeah, but I echo everything you said. This is probably my seventh or eighth of the year. I was just checking my scoreboard app, and this climbed a lot for me. Just can't deny the shuto tutoness of it, like, love it. You just can't fault Monica. She nails it every single time. She makes that performance look easy, and it is not easy. That's one of the hardest songs to sing in this semi-final. And she comes out, it's just like she's breathing. Like, she's smiling and she's moving, and it all flows, it all works. And again, going back to what I said earlier about trusting the act, I feel like I trust Monica. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I could give her my handbag on a night out when I'm like fixing my shoes or something. Like, I feel like she'd like mind my belongings for me. I feel like she'd tell me if there was like a bit of broccoli in my teeth, a bit of yogurt on my chin. Do you know what I mean? She's just that kind of vibe. Yeah. If those metaphors make any sense. There's just a trust I have in her, and she's a very warm, engaging performer, and she'll endear people to her. And along with that strong Lithuanian diaspora across Europe, she's going to sail through to the final. And finally, the end of our voyage, the semi-final two, it is, of course, Voyager from Australia with their song Promise. I was live tweeting on the Eurovision Twitter, and I was saying that, like, I was really enjoying the vibes of kind of Back to the Future, Stranger Things, 80s. That first kind of verse in the car with the lead singer is very, very good. visually. It looks great. It looks expensive. It looks interesting. We haven't quite had a staging like that in Eurovision before. And it's such a simple thing. Like, we had Busta Gray in the car, but it wasn't as expensive. It wasn't as high quality as this is. That was a bit more kitschy, novelty, really. This is like, cinematic, like we're watching a movie, The Voyager, and this is a banger of a show closer. Whilst it's not my type of music and it's not like up around my top 10 at all, I really appreciate this. And I think it's a fantastic way to close out semi-final two with these guys. And look, if Australia don't return to the contest next year, it's also an incredible way for them to go out of the contest with a bang. Voyager won't be forgotten anytime soon. Televote's going to love them. I have them as a qualifier.
Yeah, on the same I've been going through. I wouldn't possibly would say an outsider to possibly win the semi-final, because
I agree.
like, why are you marking this down? I feel like this could pick up points from across the board.
Yeah.
A 7 here, a 6 there, a 4 there, maybe a 12 somewhere. It could happen. Yeah, they've staged this brilliantly. The only thing I would say is that they need more pyro at the end, the big bang. That's the only thing that's missing, but it's great, the crowd involvement as well. Like, you can tell the crowd are really loving it with the oh, going back and forth with them. The band are grooving along. Yeah, I really like this. Australia have done a really, really good job. And like you said, if this would be their last entry, I think it's a great way to go out. And yeah, fair play to them. Qualifying, no.
Exciting times. So just to recap, because we've gone through them all now, Connor and I agree that the qualifiers are as follows. For 9 countries, actually, we agreed on again. Again, what does that say about us spending a lot of time together? We both have Denmark. We both have Belgium. We both have Cyprus. We both have Poland, Slovenia, Austria, Albania, Lithuania, and Australia. That then leaves us with 2 countries that we don't agree on. Connor is putting forward. Where am I lost now?
Armenia.
Sorry, sorry. Connor is putting forward Armenia as a qualifier, while I'm not. And I'm putting forward Iceland as a qualifier, while Connor is not. Therefore, the non-qualifiers that we do agree on are Romania, Estonia, Greece, Georgia, and San Marino. So, overall thoughts on the semi-final, Connor?
definitely weaker than semi-final one. But in saying that, it's much more open than semi-final one.
It is.
Anything can happen. Anything could happen. One song could click and everything else could fall apart for other songs. I think there's going to be a few favorites, one or two or even three, that will storm it, and then it's whatever's left amongst the rest wherever they pick up. I think it's going to be a really tight result for the other 6, 7 songs that possibly might go out. And yeah, I can't wait to see the breakdown of this results for the semi-final, because it's going to be super interesting. But yeah, it's exciting going into it not knowing what's going to happen. I feel semi-final one, very predictable, you kind of knew.
Yeah.
Semi-final, like you said, is completely open. But it again, there's some really cool stagings in this song. There's re some really cool stagings in the semi-final as well. Armenia, Belgium with the podium, Poland with pyro. Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I feel similarly. I think it's wide open. I think it's going to be an enjoyable show. Watching through the dress rehearsal today, yeah, I just did feel it was a bit more lackluster than semi-final one, just a bit less excitement, less heavy hitters. I did enjoy the interval acts in this semi-final. Lovely to see the Ukrainian music being involved, that junior Eurovision girl come down on the star. That was I didn't realize she was coming, so it's nice to see her. Love the drag act, really fun. Hannah Waddingham, I'm just such a fan of her now. Like, she's up there now with Petra and Philomena in terms of iconic hosts. Love it, legend. But Connor, we will be back together soon. Can't wait to dance to Gustav with you in person. And Austria and Slovenia and all the rest. Maybe see some of you in Euroclub at Jedward.
Oh, maybe, perhaps.
please come and say hello. We would love to see you all. And yeah, we're live from Liverpool. We're living it up in Liverpool.
Yeah. Bring the sun cream this time. I'm still scalded.
Oh, stop, lads. I can't believe we got so badly sunburned. I'm not going to lie. I have a bit of fake tan on to cover it for tomorrow. So.
Oh, do you? No, I'm at the peeling stage now. My forehead's starting to peel a bit. So I'm like, oh, he's coming to the end. Maybe it's like a Moroccan tan now. Thank God.
Moroccan oil.
Moroccan oil, yeah.
Right, well, you know where to find us by now, everybody. We can't stress enough that this is the time to follow us on our social media accounts. If you don't already, Aerovision Podcast on Instagram, Aerovision Pod on Twitter. And also, I would recommend you follow both because we do slightly different types of content and posting on Twitter and Instagram. So they're both definitely worth following. We're getting going on a few little TikToks this week, so don't be missing out on there. Our YouTube has lots of nice stuff on there from over the season if you want to check any of that out, or your slang challenges. Don't forget as well, you can send us an email, airvisionpodcast@gmail.com. And guys, we're getting great sign-ups for the Airvision meetup taking place on Saturday morning. Location will be revealed in your email inbox if you just fill in the Google Doc form to give us your email, just so we can kind of safely email all the attendees the location to meet. It's going to be chill, it's going to be casual, it's going to be free, it's going to be fun. And looking forward to seeing lots of you there, friends old and new. But for now, I think, Connor, we have a bit of press centre work to do. We have a semi-final to watch and we have a Euro club to attend. So we'll leave it there. Yeah. We will love yous. We will leave yous. And we will say, long before.